ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week I got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
The Ace of Gray.
Yes.
And welcoming back the powers that be, Kevin Scott Shankelberg.
Hey, Hattie.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. So yeah, Kevin's in town this weekend visiting me, and we had an extra spot. Figured I'd throw him on this show.
I appreciate the invite.
So longtime listeners, you know, if you're not a pre-show subscriber, then you missed a little bit of this introduction. I'll give you a little bit of one. You might have remembered Kevin from our Retail Hell episode of back when it was Tanner Thursday before Podzilla After Dark.
Hot minute ago.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Kevin's a longtime friend. And in the Peanut Gallery, I've got another longtime friend, Jesse Lynn. Jesse Lynn, you can shout at the people if you want.
Hi, people.
All right. And also in the Peanut Gallery is Sadie. I think
no, she's not shouting.
Very vocal wave from the Peanut Gallery.
And even for the people who listened to the pre-show, because everything was recorded on Jesse's laptop mic.
So in case you didn't
hear, still heard it.
Just farther away.
Very buffered, yes.
Yeah.
Why did they record a wind tunnel?
Yeah, it actually is that bad. My laptop microphone is garbage. Yeah, I got used to the MacBook that it would not record on the microphone at all. Like if I didn't have the soundboard hooked up to that MacBook, it didn't recognize a recording device at all.
And you still haven't fixed it, have you?
No, I have not.
All right,
I don't have that kind of time. Come
on. That requires effort and time. And
like three Google searches. It was going to be a process.
I don't even need to Google search anything. I know exactly what I need to do. I just haven't done it.
Oh, that's. I was helping you out.
Nope.
Spent more time fixing that Rockman guitar last night than we did.
Yes, indeed. In fairness, that Rockman guitar took me like 5 minutes to fix. that MacBook is going to, just in loading times, is going to take like an hour of just like sitting there. And I ain't got time for that. So, anyway, on to the topics of the day. So, Sonic live action, we've known it's coming for a long time. We got a couple of posters. Apparently one of them, the one that actually shows Sonic, is not it is legit-ish, but it's not the final product.
It was like a pitch poster.
Yeah.
It was a spec, like, this is what we could be doing. The one with the terrifyingly proportioned legs.
Yeah.
Oddly muscular.
It's Nightmare Fuel.
The one where it looks like where he's got his, and then the first person from his belly where it's like, looks like he's peeing the blue down the Golden Gate Bridge.
And then up the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
No,
that
like,
one's legit.
I know someone thought that these posters were a good idea. That person should be fired.
And then drawn and quartered.
These posters were a terrible idea. And I don't know why they want to tease us with what Sonic's going to look like. Is it like, are they that nerd? Like, do you want to build hype around this by showing us awful silhouettes? Like,
no, they don't want us to see how bad it is until we pay our money for the movie theater.
Oh, we have to actually go in and
be like,
to know how bad it is.
We're just going
to
see blue blurs for the
all the trailers are just going to be first person from Sonic's point of view.
Oh,
it's
God.
Be like hardcore Henry, but Sonic. Everybody's.
Spin dash.
Yeah, I was about to say. Seizures and motion sickness for days.
With every movie theater ticket, they give you a bucket to puke in, so that's great. That sounds wonderful.
See that shit in IMAX?
Exactly.
See that what?
Exactly.
Huh?
Well.
Jesse did it.
I did it
Jesse
first.
Jesse did it. Yeah.
No, something about being around Kevin. Like, it just.
It's not my
that's
fault.
That's fair.
It turns off my filter.
Same thing, and I've only been around him like twice.
Validity.
I could just be that kind of person. I don't know. But, like, I'm blaming it on Kevin at this very moment.
That's okay. I'll take that.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I after seeing a lot of those photos though and the posters, I can imagine though that they could have just ran something literally just like the ding sound of the coin, and everybody would have been excited with that.
There was that motion poster, that first one that came where it is just the outline.
Yeah,
they have the ring sound, but it's wrong.
Great,
they updated it.
It sounds more like a Mario coin. Than it does the Sonic ring.
Guess what? It's not a Sonic movie.
they unveil all the silhouettes, and it's actually Mario, like in a Speedo with a hat.
Oh, my God.
I'm honestly glad that Mandy's not on this show, because this is an abomination. This is like Sonic 06 bad.
Hasn't kissed a human yet.
I'm hoping it turns out like that's just the weirdly shaped Eggman robot that he stole. And the actual Sonic is going to, like, jump out.
Well, no, Asa, if it's super fast, it needs to have gangly arms and legs. Get longer strides.
I'm interested. Dude,
well, they're not gangly. They swole.
They're like, but, swole. But also,
how do you think
like,
it gets so fast?
They're so lanky too.
Yeah,
like they're so weirdly.
Yeah, because it looks like
everything about it is a nightmare. No. Like this is just awful.
Because they wanted to take like the physical proportions of you know the newer Sonic that has like the tiny body, the really long arms and legs. But they're like, well, he can't run on those little spaghetti strings. Like, just
let's put that in live action.
Let's get him some muscles.
Yeah,
and
you know what he really
boy,
needs.
Did they.
Strong calf muscle.
Well, I mean, he's a runner. He's a runner. Of course, the legs got to be. If we're going full anatomically correct.
Yeah, no, like his legs had to be gigantic to be able to run that quick.
Do you think that they're like, okay, we're going to make a Sonic movie. Let's do some research. And then they looked at every Sonic game except for Sonic Mania over the last 10 years. And
oh,
were
God.
Like, okay, well, everything here is a trash fire of awfulness. Let's make the movie to match. That'll really keep the fans happy. They won't be confused that there's a piece of good Sonic media out there.
Yep.
Our Generations was pretty good. But that one that one also had old school Sonic.
No, yeah, Generations is really good.
Yeah, I love Generations.
Half of Generations was good.
Jesus Christ.
But we know that the other characters in the movie are going to be live action, though.
Yeah, this is a live action. It's James Marsden is going to be the... So the picture where it's Chris Pratt is the cop, that was made before either Ben Schwartz or Marsden had been cast.
He's signed on.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was just a strictly like internal.
Right.
This is what we're working on. This is what it could be.
Yeah. Okay.
Like pitch poster.
Yeah. Give us your money. Thanks. Right.
Yep. Okay. And though like that Sonic looked kind of weird, like he didn't look as weird as I was thinking he was going to by the silhouette, which gave me a little bit of hope. But now to know that it's an early pitch, like a really early pitch.
Well, good news, guys. We have 11 months before it's going to release.
Get some brush up time. That's fine.
Yeah, hopefully they're taking this feedback like, nah, guys, he looks weird.
And just canceling the movie. just all of
perfect.
It.
It's straight to Blu-ray. That's it.
No, it's just straight to the garbage can.
Well, that's where it'll go. It's like, going to be in that Walmart bin.
Lock it up with all the super racist Disney movies. Like, throw it in a vault.
There you go.
But like a Borderlands vault. So
yeah,
there's
a giant
monster there.
That's stopping it. Yeah, exactly. This is terrible. Something that's not terrible, though. So we got a new trailer for Godzilla, King of Monsters. And, oh my. Did you guys watch this?
I did.
Yeah. It seems like they're trying real hard to put a whole lot of story into something that does not need it at all.
I don't really care about the story. I care about how beautiful those monsters are.
But they want you to so bad. And it's that thing where I'm worried about, like, in these two trailers that we've gotten, we've already seen about 60% of the monsters
that's
going to appear in the movie because they're going to want to hit it like super story.
That would be really unfortunate.
So there's not a singular villain. I haven't seen the trailer, so not a singular villain. There's multiple.
Yeah, because he's King of Monsters. Like, King Ghidorah is going to be in it.
We saw his outline in the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, and then in this trailer, we actually saw him.
I think Rodan.
Yeah, Rodan's going to be in it. And he got I think it was Mothra, Rodan, and Ghidorah all got, like, posters with, like, some super metal, like, descriptions using, like, Bible verses.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Well, you know.
Yeah, and like you actually get to see in this new trailer a few seconds clip of Godzilla duking it out with Ghidorah. And, oh, man, I'm so excited.
That looks amazing. It's just that thing where, because it's also a sequel, which I didn't know until we talked about the first one. I still don't understand who any of these characters are.
What's the sequel to? Which was the prior?
The last big Godzilla movie that hit the U.S.
Is that the one that had...
with
Walter White?
Yes.
Okay.
See, I'm thinking way, way
Bryan
back.
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's, okay.
Yeah, I missed that one. Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
Because it was like 2015?
I was thinking the Matthew Broderick
2016,
one.
Something like that?
That's when it was earlier than that. That one's like 2000.
Way long ago.
You know, that like the 90s one? Like
that doesn't exist. We're just going to pretend that one.
I remember seeing that one with my stepdad and just being like, why are there little ones? This
yeah,
is terrible.
That movie was awful.
Even as a kid, it's just like,
I hate this.
Really
great.
Yeah, no, that was just atrocious. But the last big Godzilla movie that hit was actually really, really good. Like, I really enjoyed that movie. And then they did Kong Skull Island. That's a part of that universe as well.
Universe. Right.
That I also really, really enjoyed. Yes,
I was trying to Google Godzilla to see when that first movie came out, and the top result is a headline that makes it look like it's trailers of the week. Godzilla 2, Downton Abbey. It's just saying those are two trailers because then there's a third one underneath them. But it makes it sound like Downton Abbey's the subtitle for Godzilla 2.
I would watch a guy, like all of these, like all the monsters sitting God. Around like a table. Like having tea. Having
somebody's being way too catty to the other person for no reason. Yeah.
One, like the three Ghidorah heads are arguing with each other. Like.
But all three in British accents. Oh God,
I'd watch that movie.
You know what? They need a Sonic this movie. Trash it and give us that.
That's what you need.
Yeah. So I need somebody that's really good at Flash videos to make this happen. Dorkly.
Get on this. Yes.
I need this to happen.
Yeah, elegance here.
The first one was in 2014.
Okay. Yeah. And yeah, it was fantastic. It was a really good movie.
Apparently, Godzilla vs. King Kong is supposed to come out in 2020.
Yep.
So that's just a year after King of the Monsters. I didn't think that would be that quick of a turnaround.
And they're all in the same universe.
They probably have different studios working on them.
Probably.
I would say as much CG as that would involve.
I mean, it's different directors, effects directors.
Oh, then yeah, they're just working.
Yeah, it's all just through Warner Brothers.
Yeah, it's in a connected universe, but it's not like everybody's working on it. Like, or the one person's working on all the movies.
Also, it wasn't 2000.
It was like 1998.
It was 98. The Wikipedia article has the monster co-stars for all of these. For Godzilla, it's baby Godzillas.
Yeah, because they actually call that one, like, in Japan, they have a word for, like, they have a different name for it.
Trash.
Because they don't recognize, like, the 1998 Godzilla, the American movie, mm-hmm. as an actual Godzilla.
Right.
And they have a different name for him. I don't remember what it was.
Did you know there was no 1985 Godzilla movie?
Oh, my God.
Don't put the ball on the tee, Jesse.
F that guy.
Yeah. Dude at a convention tries telling me that there's no 1985. Like, he has a.
I think I remember this.
So, my favorite part of the story is how angry he's getting, coupled by the fact that I'm just sitting there vibrating from laughing. Because I can see that he's annoyed. He's annoyed. Like, the guy. Yeah. The guy selling's annoyed, the guy trying to buy is annoyed, and I'm just sitting there giggling at everything.
He wasn't even annoyed, he was just so dismissive.
Yeah, like, and condescending about it, too, because it was just one of those things. I was like, because I was trying to get a souvenir for Shannon.
Yeah.
And I was, and this dude had like an entire stand
like
devoted
three
to Godzilla.
Worth of Godzilla stuff.
Like, and I was
all,
was
like, super
about.
Nice.
Yeah. No, he didn't. No, he didn't know what he was talking about.
Clearly.
Touché.
Because we found that out.
Because I walked up and I was like, hey, do you have anything from the Godzilla 1985 movie?
Well, there was no Godzilla 1985.
And he's like, there was no Godzilla in 1985.
To which I just
like turned around to like walk away. You have proven yourself unworthy of being spoken to.
And like, it was one of those things. Like, I'm still not completely sure if it was one of those situations like where I don't recognize that there are sequels to The Matrix.
Just blotted this out of my memory.
Right, or because like if he just hated that movie that much or what? But no, like he turned like I was like. Yeah, there is.
I know it.
This is when you can start hearing the little murr from me just giggling, because I knew that a conversation was about to ensue.
Well, I was just like, hold on, what do you... Because I think what I actually said was, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Yup.
Because the movie definitely exists.
I know this happened.
It's like one of the four movies I've watched. Yeah.
And I've seen this. Yeah. I've visually seen it.
And I ended up pulling up, like, I got on my phone and pulled up the poster for Godzilla 1985. And
this one.
And he was like, oh, I guess they never made toys for it.
That's ridiculous. Fake news.
What?
He trumped us. Yeah, you're not even wrong.
He trumped you.
Short of saying fake news, he trumped us. Yeah.
So, I just walked away. I didn't even look at the rest of his stuff. I was like, nah.
Well,
nah.
Especially at a Comic-Con, if you're going to try to sell something, it's like, I'm giving you my money. And they should just go, you know what? You're right. The customer is right here, okay? That's great.
A simple no would have
sufficed. Because even if he didn't think there was an 85 movie, all he had to say was, oh, Return from Godzilla? Like, The Return of Godzilla? Because that one was in 84.
Yeah.
So he might have just thought, like...
We were stupid. Like, yeah. But don't say it like he did.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Don't
yeah.
just be like, and away with you, peasants.
you clearly don't care
I'm
about
going to
Godzilla.
Go mouth breathe in this corner.
Oh.
All right, so...
Sorry about that. I really needed to throw that in there.
That's fine. All right, so Tom Holland and Chris Pratt are going to star in a Pixar movie.
They said F Sonic. Yes.
Everything about that sentence.
Right. No, yeah, I love all of it. March 6, 2020 is when it's hitting.
Also starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus and really? I can't remember the other name that I saw, but they're going to be elves. But like not like Santa elves. It's suburban fantasy. It's suburban
Keebler elves.
Suburban fantasy.
That's even better.
Where technology has replaced magic. So like the elves
Wait, technology is not just magic?
That's right.
Not how that works.
Like, all the elves use cell phones. Like, unicorns are basically just raccoons, so they're annoying. It's like centaurs and stuff, and so they have to go out and try to see if there's any magic left in the world.
Oh, my God.
There's not a trailer out for this, though.
No.
Right?
Okay, no,
it was just an announcement. Yeah.
They announced it the last, like, D23 or whatever it's called, that they're this is what they're working on.
Yeah.
And then Tom Holland just revealed that him and Chris Pratt are going to be starring in it.
Oh. Do we know if they're elves, by chance? Or
well, it's about two brothers, and so that's what everyone's kind of assuming.
Assuming they're, okay.
Is that they're going to be the stars.
They have no trailers or posters, but there's the pitch for the most magical movie ever that I definitely will cry during.
Oh, yeah, it's Pixar, and that's just going to happen.
You'll cry during the short before the movie starts.
Oh, God. As long as it's not an old man playing chess, I think I'm good. Nope, Big Hero 6 got me, too. Damn dog.
Hitting all your buttons.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, think about it. That one was rough.
I mean, that's fine.
I still haven't seen Coco. I'm not in a mental headspace to do it.
Coco is really good.
Well, I'm pretty sure every Pixar movie, there's a requirement of death at one point in
right.
the movie.
Oh, yeah, somebody's got to die in those movies.
No, nobody died in Bug's Life. Except for the grasshoppers at the end, but screw those guys. This is what's going on.
I think Jessie Lynn was trying to wonder if she could confirm or deny that statement.
No, just the grasshoppers at the end. Nobody else died.
It's the one he watches to feel safe.
Well, in fairness, that was early Toy Story. Nobody died, or early Pixar. Nobody died in the first Toy Story either.
I mean, did you see those Sid's toys were dead on the inside?
Well, yeah.
and they all died at one point. They were just brought back to life.
They sure were.
Check and mate, sir.
But the point is, nobody died. At least stayed dead, I guess.
No on-camera death. Same as Bug's Life. We assume the grasshoppers got theirs.
Yeah, well, I think the birds...
Oh, the bird definitely got Hopper. All right, Hopper died.
But, moving into future Pixar movies, though, somebody's got to die.
Mm-hmm.
To warm it now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Coco was...
It's about death.
Yeah.
It's just about death.
Whole day of
it's so colorful.
It's so good.
It's so beautiful, though. It really is.
It's so good. Yeah, the end of it is definitely a tearjerker.
I thought Wreck-It Ralph was Pixar. I was wrong, and that one still got me.
No, that's just regular Disney. Yeah. Anyway. So, Tom Holland, Chris Pratt, Onward is the name of the film, coming March 6th, 2020. And, I'm going to see it.
Now I'm annoyed that it's only 2018.
At some point.
It's that weird thing where it's like, 2020, man, that's so far. Oh, it's not.
Oh,
oh no. How is this happening?
It's like 2014 when that Godzilla that was 4 years ago.
Because in my head, 2008 was still last year.
Yeah.
I'm getting old is dumb. All right. We also got some casting from some DC stuff. So Birds of Prey, we got a little bit more casting there. So I guess this movie might actually be happening.
They keep leaning into this movie that's not going to happen.
It's right? going to happen. Everybody, you are the only people that are saying that it's not going to happen. And you're only saying it because Jesse does.
No, I just want Flash. I just want the Flash movie. I just really want that Flash movie.
Definitely not happening.
Yeah, and that's what I would much rather
have.
Yeah,
but look at how much merchandise the Flash sells versus look how much merchandise Harley Quinn sells.
That's really true.
They're gonna prioritize one of those things. They're putting out a Harley Quinn movie,
and they decided to shoehorn Harley Quinn into Birds of Prey, just so that they can market that a little better
to fit into their comic books.
Oh my God.
That said, they're stealing my ideas. Who's the casting, Jesse?
It's Chris Messina
as
Victor Zsasz.
Who's the other villain that we know is in this movie?
Strange.
I don't remember.
It's Jude Law as Black Mask.
Oh,
not Jude Law. Obi-Wan.
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
As Black Mask.
But now I kind of want Jude Law as Black Mask.
Remember on that show, I think it was a Nerds for Hire, where we're like, what stories do we want to see? And I pitched the Batman movie where it's Black Mask and Victor Zsasz are the villains.
Yeah.
Because you have the wide sweeping criminal empire versus just the sociopath serial killer. They're not connected at all. I see you, Warner Brothers. I see you.
They are listening.
The fact that they haven't sued us yet is pretty good.
Yeah, because they're taking the money they're going to make off of Harley Quinn. That's my money.
They're just, you know what? These guys are trashing us, but at the same time, they got good ideas.
They're not having to pay lawyers now.
Don't worry. Check's in the mail.
If that being said, WB, we have a Patreon. And we really want Allie to say the F word live. So, you just fit. That's a small bill to pay.
It won't be live. Remember, we're sending a recording. I'm going to buy a super cheap, recording device.
And just send it?
No. if someone is paying $420.69, they're getting peak audio quality.
We actually no.
I don't want
you actually put Allie because in a box and then send her to where they're going.
She drops the open the door
and then leaves. That's it.
Yeah, because the idea is that like this is exclusive to them and it's not going anywhere on the internet. So yeah, no, it's going to be like, and I say cheap, like it's just going to be a recorder that they can't pull the data off of. They can only do it like they can hold it up to something to record it.
Oh,
they
can't just that won't be hard off. To do at all as I hold up my cell phone.
Yeah, but it's that quality ain't going to be great.
That's true. It could be your text message ringtone though.
It could be. Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah. And so that's how I'm going to record that. I'm going to box it up and they're going to get sent that. Cause like my first thought was back to, years ago when I was in high school, I worked at Burger King and they had a line of SpongeBob toys. Mm-hmm. And there was this little like SpongeBob voice recorder. And this thing was just, I mean, this was before a lot of people had cell phones and stuff. Mm-hmm. You press a button, you talk into it, you press the button again, and it plays back what you said.
Would it do it in SpongeBob's voice?
No. Oh. It was just your voice. Oh, bummer.
So, it was, someone found a bunch of yak backs and decided it was like, oh, we'll throw
plastic over the top of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, turn it into SpongeBob. Yeah. So I was thinking about getting something like that, recording Alley, box it up, send it out.
Jesus.
I can see that. I'm good with that.
Because, I mean, that would be an exclusive thing. And if we ever do become famous, imagine how much that thing would be worth to some people on the internet.
In fact, vintage.
That we won't see a dime of.
Nope, I'm fine.
But it'll make
it.
Someone else very happy and someone else very rich.
And Derek, would, yeah. And Derek would sell that in a minute. I've met him.
He still has a golden PS4.
Yeah, that ain't a golden PS4. Like, I love Allie, but like that ain't a golden PS4. That's just somebody saying the F word. I do that on a reg. He can call me if he really wants that. Just be like, hey, Dalton, what you want? Literally, that's how I answer the phone sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, that's you, though. Like, not only people like in the near vicinity of Allie ever get to hear her drop F-bombs.
That's fair.
It's special.
Yeah, and it's even special. That doesn't happen often. Like, the few times it does, like, she goes on, like, a cursing rant. I'm like,
no, you need to get her around me.
Wash your mouth out with soap.
Yeah.
No, Dalton does say some truly terrible things to her.
And then she'll say it
that'll
back.
Bring it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You just got to know them.
Yeah, I need to hang out with like you two being near each other more often when she's not just engrossed in Pokemon Go.
Yeah, we got you.
Or Let's Go.
Rather. Well, it is Christmas. It's time of miracles. So.
That's right. Yeah. Anything. All right. So, Stargirl got some casting too. One of the upcoming TV shows on the DC Universe. Looks like they're going with a lot of Golden Age stuff because we got Lou Ferrigno Jr. as Our Man. We got Joel McHale as Starman. Woo! And we got Brian Staft as Wildcat. This is going to be an interesting show.
Is Lou Ferrigno's son just as big as Lou Ferrigno is?
Probably.
I'm on it right now. I'm checking.
Swolled out. I can only imagine. I feel like he would be disowned if he wasn't.
It's just one of those like expectation things. So it would be kind of funny if he was just this like string bean looking dude, just like super nerdy.
Good, he
like,
can play Sonic apparently if he's going to be string right? bean. So that'll be great.
Just paint him blue.
He's a big dude.
I will watch Stargirl just for Joel McHale.
Yeah, that's fair.
I may end up Kevin, just, if you want to peek around, that's
I may just watch the only episode he's
that's
in.
That's Briggs Jr.
In just boy. In hopes that he does one like yeah. big monologue. Sure,
oh. It helps growing.
And shirtless. I'm cool with him being shirtless.
That's why.
Right. Yeah. Like, at this point, that knows all of the tricks and everything.
Anything you want to do.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah. My hero.
You want to get swole?
Cool. You.
We are so sorry, audience, for the last like minute and a half, but you guys were talking
Jeffrey.
About Lou Ferrigno. You guys were talking about Lou Ferrigno Jr. We were talking about how we went community crossover with Stargirl for just one episode. So that way, Joe McHale can do one monologue shirtless and the Dean show up and go.
My hero.
There it is.
Oh my, Jeffrey.
You did. We need video. He did the touch.
So we've been doing that a lot lately. The multiple conversations of the podcast. We're going to start losing listeners. Quick.
It was just the last two. All right, firsthand. It was on After Dark. If that's what turns them off from that show, listen. Something's wrong with them.
That's not true. And also, I don't know why you're. Why? What is this?
I don't know. It's my sweet baby child hand.
Don't you worry about a thing.
I thought it was Monday and I was at work. It just kind of went.
That's not even what you were doing. You were literally doing
dude,
this.
That. Yeah. It's the dismissive hand. Like if I was that dude selling.
This is a great bit for the audio podcast.
Yeah. Like if I was that dude selling Godzillas and I talk like that, I'd be like, sweetie, there's no 1985. Yeah. No, not at all.
So anyway, yeah, it looks like we're getting a lot of really cool Golden Age heroes in this. And yeah, I do apologize for the multiple conversations. Hopefully you enjoyed one of them and were able to pick them out.
You didn't catch... You caught me laughing at Asa doing Dean Pelton, if you got any of that.
All right. So this next portion of our podcast brought to you by our wonderful friends in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds. They're just fantastic people. Hit them up for all of your comic and coffee needs. Yeah, Kevin got to check out Villainous Grounds. Kevin, you want to give us a review real quick of Villainous Grounds?
Yeah, first time yesterday, actually. I was coming down from St. Louis, stopped in Perryville. We were going to get a cup of coffee, and we actually didn't get coffee, but it smelled absolutely wonderful. We were in there for like 10 minutes. Yeah, checked out their comic book. It's very confusing upstairs because you got like six different rooms. Once you figure it out, then it's okay. Yeah, yeah, but very nice
people. They have three rooms of merchandise. Well, four rooms, but the one room's the local artists.
Yep. Yeah, they have a local artist room.
That was probably the one that's like the didn't little have any comic books.
That's like the sitting room area.
Yeah. But very nice building, very nice people. Yeah, so if you're in there, definitely stop by.
It's good stuff. It's worth the trip no matter how far away you are.
And I'm 5 hours away, so yeah, it was worth the trip. Yeah.
Long way away from Kevin. So anyway, Villains Grounds, great place. So Salad and Ahmad is taking over Miss Marvel. Starting in March, it's going to be called The Magnificent Miss Marvel. And I've stopped reading this book because it just kind of like it dealt less with superhero life and more with teen drama life.
Mm-hmm.
And
we all live through that already. Like, I don't need to recreate that.
I don't relate to that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so mm-hmm. I don't need to be reminded of it. 'Cause it was like the drama of being a teen superhero. And now it's just the drama of being a teen, and then occasionally you fight some baddies because you're also a superhero. And like that, some people still dig it a whole lot. Like, I just kind of lost interest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Depending on what this guy does, like, I might go back into it because he has quite a few awards. Like, he's won at least one Eisner Award, I think.
And I think he's the one who's currently writing Miles Morales?
Yes. Okay. Well, he will be whenever it's out now. Yeah, he's writing the current Miles Morales Spider-Man book.
Is this a regular string for him in regards to doing Spider-Man, or is this the first time?
I think this is his first time doing anything Spidey.
First time. Okay.
Okay. And I don't know. I haven't heard anything about whether or not the Miles Morales book is good. I haven't checked it out personally yet. Sure. So
yeah.
I don't know. But either way, I did like that Miss Marvel book for a long time, so I might end up checking this out again. We'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then something I am actually really interested in. Chip Zdarsky's on Spider-Man again. He's got another spinoff book with Mark Bagley doing art, and that's some classic Spider-Man greatness right there. It's going to be called Spider-Man Life Story, also releases in March, and it's going to be a decade-by-decade storytelling of Peter Parker, and it's going to start in 1966, so it's going with like the Amazing Fantasy version, I'm guessing. We talked a little bit about it in the pre-show, and that's the conclusion I think we came to.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously in current Marvel canon, Peter Parker was likely born sometime in the 80s. And is now in his 30s, or late 20s, early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
If he was born in 66, obviously he'd be significantly older.
Comic book characters age in reverse dog years.
Very good.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, every 7 years is...
I got younger.
That's about right. Yeah.
So, yeah, this will be an interesting take anyway, because they're talking... Like, I know at least the first arc is going to be talking a lot about Vietnam. Spider-Man in Vietnam sounds interesting. I don't know where they're going to go with that, but I'm curious.
Do we know if the arc is supposed to, it's going to start in 66 and then it's going to get to present day?
Or yes, that's the idea.
So the whole progression will be to present day.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, it's supposed to be like every arc is supposed to take place over the course of 10 years.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
So, yeah, or every issue is, depending on how they do it. I don't know, but they're going to be telling decade-by-decade story. I guess it depends on how long the comic is going to be. We don't have that info yet.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But yeah, that will also release in March. Likely they're going to be doing some kind of big event for March. Is going to be the 80th anniversary of Marvel.
Oh, well, I'm sure there won't be
any. It's going to be a very expensive month for me, I get the feeling.
Almost certainly. And I'll be right there with you. Because I know there's going to be like a Cosmic Ghost Rider mini event that's either starting then or ending then.
Don't say those words to me.
Cosmic Ghost Rider?
Yeah.
Or mini event?
I mean, really either, but.
The answer was yes.
Cosmic Ghost Rider is an interesting read.
Sure is, Meg.
Man, there are a lot of people like that. Already has.
Well, it's gonna win an Eisner or something, probably.
It has a massive cult following.
Old Man Ace is just gonna be screaming into the void.
Have you heard about this?
This
Kevin?
Is he goes into space, right? But he's the Punisher. Is that the that's
it's
it?
It's something it's, along yeah, those it's lines? Frank. The, Frank Castle.
Frank Castle had become the Ghost Rider. Then he died. Then he was so when he died, he had such a like he got sent to Valhalla. He hated Valhalla because he couldn't kill anybody.
Makes
so
sense,
Odin's like, pick a period of time, and I will send you there, and just get out of here.
Yeah.
So he picks to go kill baby Thanos, and but then can't kill baby Thanos, so he straps him on like the little front like mommy.
He's
pack,
got a papoose.
They go like
the mommy papoose
on like misadventures,
and then they go on space adventures. I only read the first episode, the first issue, and that's all I could do because it was just so over the top, just insanity.
Well,
and kind of in a fun way, but not really.
So, did it come with like a you know like a theme song or something? Because I feel like
it
you would
should
need
have.
Something.
And it was Papa Roach.
That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
For good reason.
It started in the Thanos run by the same writer. That's critically acclaimed and apparently incredible.
Yeah.
Towards the end of that, like, they introduce the Punisher and then, like, as Ghost Rider, and then all this stuff happens. And the first issue, whenever we saw the Cosmic Ghost Rider, uh-huh. like, Ace and I both looked at it and it's like, my inner edgelord
my 14-year-old edgelord is tingling. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to pick it up. It's a number one, which is my other just sure. weakness.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can't. Well, I read it, and then
look
I proceeded.
At this cover, Kevin.
I proceeded to. Oh, I was getting ready to pull it up too.
That's the cover for Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Oh,
yeah, I needed that in my life.
That's something.
Yeah. So does Thanos? Is he tiny purple baby Thanos?
Yes.
Then?
Yeah.
Does he have the thing with the chin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not as pronounced, but yes.
Well, you know,
it's there.
It takes time.
He grows into it.
Yeah, grows into it. Right. Exactly.
Grows into that big chin. Oh yeah, here's baby Thanos.
Yeah,
and Cosmic Ghost Rider.
He's so cute.
Oh, he's just a little fella.
little baby Thanos.
Little murderer of
millions. No wonder he's about to say, did we forget what happened just a few months ago, team?
That baby didn't do nothing.
That baby hasn't done anything
also,
yet.
Also, we all know that doesn't count. Nothing's going to come of that.
But he's realistically, it's a product of the society. It's not his fault.
Jeez, nature versus nurture.
Oh, yeah, those Titans were real jerkbags.
Welcome to my TED Talk.
All right, so this next portion of our podcast is brought to you by Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content at ps2jshow.com, including the social media links. They also have the last Wednesday of each month, they do History of Gaming episodes. The most recent one was Smash Bros. It was kind of cool. So definitely check that out.
Also, Josh, RIP your computer. I follow him on Instagram. His computer broke again. He tried baking it. It didn't work.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Tried baking it?
Yeah, to get the solder to reform.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the ignorance of my technology.
No, he had to explain it to me the first time. I was like, why would you put your computer in the oven? And then he texted to me, and I was like, I mean, I guess that makes sense in theory.
Yes.
Terrible idea.
Then I almost
feel
bad.
There are much better ways to do
that. for this, Josh and Alan, you can check our Discord server that we share for my Switch friend code. Because I figured out how to, whenever we were playing with Marco and Bailey, I figured out how to use the mobile Discord app because Discord confuses me greatly. But,
old man Ace over there just
can't
handle this
technology. But I got it. And so I put my Switch code in there. So we all need to do that so you can finally just come and get these L's. Sounds like he's got plenty of time now.
Oh, I hope Josh murders you with Smash. Yeah, he's gonna. He did an entire show about it. I think you're screwed.
Apparently, Pichu is like God tier.
He's
That's
real
what
good.
PK was talking about that last night.
Because
Pichu's like the thing to do.
I decided to check it out again. Like, I just grabbed Pichu. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna mess with him for a minute. I'm just gonna pick up Pichu for a second. And then Pat came over to play Smash. And I started playing Pichu. I'm like, guys, I might be a Pichu main now.
Officially changed right now.
You're going to get those paws.
Oh, yeah. Them adorable little paws. And his, like, ridiculous little Thunderfoot down tilt that kills people. It's ridiculous and it's fun. But don't worry, I won't come at you with DDD. You guys can play me. I promise you I won't use DDD against you unless you make me really mad. Then I'm going to use DDD. So anyway. Moving on, though, to some video game stuff. So we got another little bit from Anthem, which, Kevin, you and I were just talking about this with third-person shooters that you were looking forward to, or, well, wanting a new third-person shooter to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. I probably haven't played, like, a really, really good third-person shooter since, like, SOCOM, I think, and that was, like, the PS2.
That's been a while.
It has.
It's been a minute.
And then they came out with SOCOM 2, and it was the first, like, online PS2 game.
Right.
Which was a blast. But then, what were we talking about?
SOCOM Confrontation on PS3.
That's right, yeah.
Is the one you got. Yeah, we were also talking about Call of Duty because they added a third-person mode in Call of Duty.
That was Advanced Warfare? Or that was Modern Warfare 2?
It was either Modern Warfare 2 or the first Modern. It was Modern Warfare 2.
Modern Warfare 2. Yeah.
But yeah, no, they added a third-person mode to that. It was kind of similar to SOCOM. But the problem was with the maps they had set up, the camera angles were super easily abusable.
Yeah.
Like, you could be sitting on a roof, like a pointed roof, mm-hmm. be on one side of it, and shoot people on the other side of it.
Just due to the angle of the camera over the roof, you could see them, yeah. and you couldn't see them because they're on top of the roof.
And when you're shooting, like, you're not shooting into the roof like you should be. Mm-hmm. You're shooting the person.
Shooting the person.
And, yeah, you can't be seen. So after that happened a few times, we were just like, okay, well, let's...
not play this game anymore.
Yeah. let's move on
definitely
from this game
for
mode.
First person, not
have
for
you
first person.
Have you played any of the Just Cause games?
So I played Just Cause... The third one, right? That mm-hmm. was the newest one?
Well, 4 just came out.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks ago.
No, then I played 3, okay. and mm-hmm. the only thing I really did was... drive around and put rockets on things and just shoot them.
I mean,
so,
that's more.
Is there from more
that was
to
exciting.
The game?
He was a great. from
all accounts, it's also 4. It's just more of that. And there's a tornado that's constantly going around because now they're messing with weather effects. Like part of the story.
Okay,
I did. So see I can put rockets on things and put them into a tornado. Neat.
Yes.
Great game, guys.
Does Bill Paxton come in the game as well? He should be.
and I say that with no sarcasm. It's ridiculous how much fun it is just running around for hours, seeing what happens in the physics engine. Like I have probably put like 20 to 30 hours into Just Cause 3, which granted isn't much for a game like that. But for me, on a single-player game, that's a lot of time. Mm-hmm. I have done nothing for the story.
Just Cause and the Uncharted franchise are really the only third-person shooters, like strictly shooters, that I can think of. Because everything seems to have been...
The Division.
Gears of War?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of Gears of War.
Yeah, Gears of War is the one that I was
thinking
of.
It seems like everything's moving. If it's third-person, it's more of an action-adventure game.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the other shooters have moved to first-person shooter.
Right. Yeah.
So moving back here, Anthem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a game that I'm ridiculously excited about. It's BioWare's new game.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's a third-person sci-fi fantasy shooter. And it's going to look – it looks a whole lot like what I wanted Destiny to be,
mm-hmm.
Except I might prefer this in first person, but, you know, I'm willing to give it a shot in third. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you pick, like, a mech suit to fly around in. They have, like, different mech suits have different abilities and different stuff in game. It's
Ranger's, like, the all-around, the warrior class. Colossus is the tank class.
Okay.
Right. I don't remember what
Because I think they have, like –
And then they have, like, the smaller – Yeah, they have the really small, like, really fast ones.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's pretty much, you're jumping into Iron Man suits.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not like a gigantic mech that you're getting into. It's like an individual personalized suit.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's slightly bigger than a person, but not like, especially the Colossus is way
But it's not a Gundam.
Oops. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, it's not giant robots.
Yeah. Well, that's my favorite thing about third-person shooters outside of like just the general gameplay of it is the aesthetics of it.
Because
in the FPS games, like, you know, like you were talking about Call of Duty earlier, it's cool because you can like, hey, I got a different face paint, but you can't see it. The only person that sees is the guy shooting you in the face, which, you know, good for him, but I can't see.
Well, if you watch that kill cam, then you can watch that.
Watch
you can watch that die.
Spanked twice in a row. That's great. That sounds wonderful. Right. Yeah, exactly.
In Anthem, like, you actually do get to customize your javelins quite a bit. Apparently, there are skins you can get for it and a bunch of other stuff you can do. And it's also a little bit of, like, dungeon crawler elements where you're going out, like, loot hunting and stuff, like Borderlands style.
Yeah, okay.
It looks super fun. And you can also, like, you aren't restricted to one mech. So, like, you can swap into, like, oh, we need a tank. I'll go grab my Colossus javelin is what they're called in this. Like, that's the suit of armor. Like, I'll go jump into my Colossus javelin real quick, or I'll go jump into my Hunter javelin real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks really, really cool. And they announced they gave us a trailer for the Legion of Dawn edition. It's going to be $79.99, so, yeah, an extra $10 if you pre-order it.
$20?
$20. Yeah, if you pre-order it, listen, I was thinking $70, versus 60. $20 actually. You get 5 new javelin skins. You get in the if you pre-order it, you get in the VIP demo, which lets you play on February 2nd. The game releases February 22nd. Yeah, no.
Does that data carry over?
I doubt it.
Oh.
But I honestly don't know.
Like, so, because a lot of the times if you're getting into it, if this is considered a, if it's early access, it probably will, but if it's a beta, it probably won't.
Oh, beta to the release of the game.
Yeah, okay. So, like, all if right, you're, gotcha. You're playing 20 days early, so if on launch day, if, like, a day one patch hits, that then resets okay. everything and yep. you start from scratch again.
Yeah, because they're calling it a VIP demo, okay. which is what leads me to believe that it likely won't. There's a possibility if it's a demo, it won't even be the same like intro stuff. It's like, here's a set of things, play mm-hmm. around.
Okay.
That would be my guess. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to find much information about the VIP demo.
And I'm sure as it gets closer, it'll...
We'll get more information about information. It.
Yeah. So is the game principally set around single player, or is it
online.
World online, online all team. The time?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So you can find NPCs or just random people running around.
Yeah,
I don't know how much like javelin to javelin combat there is because everything we've seen so far is it's very like you're fighting aliens.
Oh, so it's like works like Destiny then, like you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so you're like okay, you're on this planet that has either been taken over or you're invading or whatever, and so but they're not like it's not like Destiny where there's you know troops of aliens.
Yeah.
From what we've seen, mostly it's mm-hmm. mostly like animalistic.
Sure.
Although that
sure.
story trailer we got at the Game Awards. Showed that there is like an alien force that is definitely a factor, but up until then everything was just kind of like, oh, here's all of these like wild creatures that are coming to kill us, so we need to stop them.
Because it's also going to have like a pretty decent size from the looks of it story campaign built into it mm-hmm. that people can help you with and run through with you, or you can do it by yourself if you want to. You do unfortunately still have to be online, but mm-hmm. yeah, you can run through it. It'll likely in that case have like raids and stuff like that, similar to how Destiny does. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it just looks really, really fun. I mean, we know BioWare can do, like, these kind of sci-fi stories and stuff. Because they did, like, the Star Wars The Old Republic. As an MMO that was story-driven. Like, you actually had a story you could play through. Mm-hmm. The side quests and stuff weren't so great. But the main story in Star Wars The Old Republic was incredible.
Yeah.
Not Knights of the Old Republic on the original Xbox, for those out there thinking that. But, no, yeah, The Old Republic that they released on PC... was Star Wars MMO.
The online one.
Yeah.
That was where Bob was the he was the Wookiee.
Wookiee?
Yeah.
He was the Wookiee. That was Star Wars Galaxies.
Oh.
That was a much older MMO. you know, BioWare gave us another Star Wars MMO. That was actually really fun. I think it's free to play now. Like if you wanted to download and check that out at some point. You couldn't be a Wookiee. But there were a bunch of other races you could be.
Yeah.
And you could be dark side, light side, you could do two different kinds of Jedi, two different kinds of Sith. You could be a bounty hunter, a smuggler, a soldier, or a... I don't remember what the other class was. Hmm. Officer, I think, in the... like, for the Empire.
Yeah.
Well, different Empire, because this is the Old Republic.
The not Empire.
but anyway. Yeah, no, it was a really, really fun game. Yeah, BioWare showed they could do it, and I'm just... This looks like everything I wanted Destiny to be. Because also in the javelins you can fly around, which seems cool.
Yeah, there's an exploration aspect to it.
Oh, yep. Okay.
The initial trailer was really, really good.
Yeah.
Like we can describe it all we want, but your best bet is to like actually just kind of watch the trailer because seeing it in action because it also looks real pretty.
Yeah, it does.
And there's been I've had a not like friends, but like people on podcast and YouTube who have played like early alpha stuff.
Yeah.
Say that it feels phenomenal. It's like one of the guys that I listened to said that it pretty much feels like how God of War felt like Thor. This feels like Iron Man.
Okay, nice. That's awesome.
So there you go.
And that axe coming, the Leviathan axe coming back at you feels so good. Oh, it's so good.
So yeah, no, everything about this though looks great, and I'm really excited about it. Yeah, they gave us the Legion of Dawn, so they gave us a little bit, I guess, more lore about it. There was at some point like a woman that piloted a javelin. Did some real heroic stuff, kind of like honored as an idol, and you get and she had a specific like style to her javelin, and you can kind of adapt that style to your javelin, like with all the skins it comes with. It also comes with like some weapon skins and stuff like that too. So, looks really really neat.
And this is on every system,
PC, Xbox, PlayStation.
Okay, cool, good deal.
So yeah, and I'm excited about that game. It looks so fun. Anyway, Blizzard is canceling esports events and pulling staff from Heroes of the Storm.
Now, is that canceling all esports or just Heroes of the Storm esports?
Just the Heroes. Just
okay. That was whenever you said it in pre-show, I was making sure I got it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Overwatch League is still very much on.
Okay, good, because if it was going under, I was about to buy a lot more jerseys.
On the super cheap. Those jerseys are comfy.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, no, it's just Heroes of the Storm, and it's just the Blizzard-sponsored ones. So if, like, if there's any other esports events going on for Heroes of the Storm, like, they can still do it. It just, yeah, it won't be
Blizzard's not there, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, the Heroes of the Dorm, I think, and then I don't remember what the name of the other tournament is that they run. But, yeah, they're just, they've pulled it, and yeah, they're pulling support from it. Not entirely.
Yeah, they will still be putting out updates and new characters and stuff. It's just they're not going to be as quickly as they have previously been.
It's going to be much slower going for like any kind of new characters coming out. So yeah, the game is still available to play for those that are playing it and having fun with it. Don't worry about that. Like the game's not going anywhere. It's just if you were playing this game competitively and you were gearing up for tournaments and stuff like that, that's unfortunately probably not going to happen for a while.
Yeah.
Likely just because like MOBA has kind of... I feel like Battle Royale has replaced MOBA as the go-to free-to-play.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you just don't... Not near as many people are playing MOBAs anymore.
Yeah,
you don't hear much about, like... Granted, there were also, like, 40 there for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear much about even League of Legends anymore. Like, nobody talks about Dota 2. Heroes of the Storm, like... all but non-existent for, like, you know, a lot of the media stuff.
And I'll say, I mean, and granted, I am not a normal consumer of media, but over the last 6 months, I've heard more about League of Legends than I ever have. Between they actually started advertising with those terrible ads on YouTube.
Oh, God.
Mm. And then because of Up, Up, Down, Down.
Yeah.
He's started, like, he has recently gotten into League or has, like, started, like, putting videos on it. So, because they did the WWE versus NXT thing. Like, just the other night, he was playing with Cesaro. Like, they were just playing games, and he was streaming that.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, like, League of Legends still definitely has a massive player base. Oh, yeah. Like, colossal player base. It's just, it's not near as, like, popular of a casual game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody that would have jumped onto League of Legends and stuff like that is now jumping on a Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's the new hotness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which Kevin and I, yeah, Kevin was actually the guy I tried Fortnite with, like the Battle Royale mode, because you were like, hey, you guys want to so see, like, Kevin, like, I know we normally play Overwatch right now, you want to see what this hype is about for Fortnite, or for Battle Royale, and, because this was, like, early, like, this was right when Battle Royale went free to play.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, let's check this out.
We checked and we were gone. Yeah. It was like that.
I don't like the building. I like Blackout a lot more.
Honestly, the building was the part that we had the most fun with. Mm-hmm. We'd build up like this super crazy fort and stuff like that, and then, you know, the ring would disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you build on the outside, and you're like, oh,
I need them
mind.
To just hurry up and make Save the World free to play. Because I feel like I would play
that. Yeah.
The PvE.
Yeah, the original Fortnite was supposed to be like...
It is very much for purchase.
Like, yeah, and it's, yeah, you can still buy it.
Yeah,
yeah, the original Fortnite
Battle Royale is still in beta.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The actual Fortnite game, when it first came out, was a tower defense game against zombies. And you had to build up, like...
All of that building that you do in Battle Royale is meant to, like...
Sense.
Yeah.
Keep the horde away.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, they added the Battle Royale mode to it for free.
Uh-huh.
That's in, like, beta access. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like, that's what we were playing. I do want to try the
Save the World.
The Save the World stuff, but it's like $30.
But it's made it to the point now to where I don't want to support them even a little bit.
Eh.
I mean, that's silly. Just because you don't like the fan base. Epic is doing amazing things right now.
Yeah.
That's pretty true.
Like, you want to talk about, like, crossplay? They're the ones that got Sony to play ball. They're the ones that made the technology and are giving it away.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. Oh, yeah, because Fortnite were the ones that accidentally allowed crossplay to show everybody how easy it was.
And then they're also the ones, it's their game that everyone lost their minds whenever Xbox, Nintendo, and PC could all play together and Sony was the only holdout.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now Sony's, allowing crossplay and stuff like that. So, you know, they're using their powers for good right now. And hopefully that sticks around. I'm a pessimist. But I also, like, I'm kind of adult and I don't like their fan base at all. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to try the Save the World mode when it goes free to play. Like, that's going to happen. I'm not going to buy it, but I will play it. Anyway, Rockstar is officially selling gold bars for cash in the Red Dead Online beta.
Oh, that's such a bummer. It's not out of beta yet. There's only like you can only like hunt, fish, stranger missions that don't pay out for crap. That's about it.
Well, it doesn't pay out, or because you keep getting robbed whenever you try
to
complete
the
mission.
No, they don't. They legitimately like don't pay out that well. It's like $10-$15.
That's it.
Yeah, which is stupid because the opening cinematic, the one where the guy breaks you out of prison, the two guys who don't even do anything. He just hands them $50 for looking menacing. It's like, all right, well, you just killed an army of guards. Here's five.
Yeah, from my understanding, the money and economy system is it's better now, but still broken.
Yeah, which again, my tinfoil hat conspiracy theory of. They put that out knowing how broken and unplayable it was. So then when everyone lost their minds, oh, no, here, we're fixing it. But they're fixing it to where they actually like wanted it to be.
Yeah, so it's like a Christmas sale. Yeah, it's half off, but we just jacked
but
the price.
But we doubled the price.
And then we knocked down half time.
Yeah, okay. they're playing MSRP rules right now.
That said, they are, like, if you played up until, I think, the 20th, you get – they've already – if you played before the 14th, they gave you like 15 gold bars and some cash, and now they're doing that again. Where if you play from launch to like the 20th, you get 15 more gold bars.
So what
and
is
then the collector's edition and the ultimate edition are getting cash?
So what is the conversion rate from gold bars to like cash to buy stuff in that game?
It's like $10 for 25. But they're running a sale now since it's first, so it's like $5 for 25. Well, I
mean, like in-game currency. So, okay. Like,
so the gold bars are, it's not like Grand Theft Auto where everything is just cash, and then you can buy the shark cards to load up your account with cash. Mm-hmm. You have cash that buys goods and stuff, but then these gold bars are used to buy things before you are at a high enough level to purchase it with cash. So essentially, there's if you want the buffalo skin coat, I just read this on Reddit. If you want the buffalo skin coat, you can grind until you're level 92, then you can buy it, or you can spend like 80 gold bars.
Good lord, how many levels are in the multiplayer?
I don't think it caps. Grand Theft Auto didn't cap.
So you just keep going.
Yeah. At a certain point, like the XP required maxes out.
And just
so once you hit like 50, it's every time you have to hit that much XP to go up, but there's no actual level cap.
Oh, okay. All right.
But yeah, that's how that, so like you can buy, and then it's also for like cosmetic stuff. So like I don't think there's like food or provisions and stuff you can buy that you have to use gold bars, but like, oh, I'm not a high enough level to buy this coat, so I'll use that. Oh, I'm not a high enough level to buy, I think like a fishing rod. You might have to use gold bars if you're not up to 14.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So
gold bars can actually be used to make direct purchases in the game.
They can be, but it's not on, like, game... Ooh, I don't want to say that, because I don't know how guns work. I don't know if you can use gold bars to buy guns that you haven't reached a high enough level to buy.
Gotcha.
That would be... I think Shannon would probably know that, but... Because him and Bob and Zach have been putting a lot of time in...
In the online.
I've messed around with it a couple times.
Yeah.
Just to go, like, hunting and fishing, but there's so much less stuff to do than in the single player.
Well, it's nothing like fishing and then, you know, getting shot in the back of the head while you're fishing. That
because there's still no passive mode. There's
no
still
parlay
no...
or anything in between.
Well, there's parlay, but so basically it's if Jesse kills me three times, then there's a 10-minute thing where we can't affect each other.
So
but then after 10 minutes...
You follow him around like you did in WoW. Oh, yeah, get back in your body. Okay, I'll stop you again. All right, thanks.
Safe for 10 minutes, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Safe for 5 minutes, buddy. Then at the last minute, Ace turns around and shoots me in the head.
Just going to build this campfire by your body.
That's a really silly system.
Also, someone did the math. You were basically getting 10 cents an hour in gold bars.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Lovely.
If you're like grinding out like team death or like deathmatch modes.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you earn gold nuggets after you do missions. And then once you get 100 nuggets, then you get that's a bar.
Yeah.
But the payout's like 0.24, 0.04.
Is the
nuggets.
Word nugget getting to you, Dalton?
No, the fact that they broke their currency down to a smaller amount
to be able to give it out.
Yeah. And I have a suggestion for the special recipient of the Thursday episode. Rockstar. I know it's early in the week and some stuff can happen. Cohen just got put in jail, but like I think that like Rockstar is an early contender for that. What I just heard.
Yeah, no, I mean that's it's a possibility. They'll be up for it.
Yeah, they are nominee of this week. Yeah. Yeah. I know we don't do the nominees on air a whole lot, but there's one. I got it.
In fairness, though, I think there should be consideration if the guns are purchasable. Because if the guns are, then absolutely. Yeah. But otherwise, it's all just cosmetic stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good at least.
And horses, which if you want to race, you need a good horse. But
well, I mean, that's the cars in GTA 5, though, too. But like, just the gold nugget system is enough for them to be a nominee, in my opinion.
I mean, if it's only going towards cosmetics, then not a big deal. But yeah, no, if it's going for guns, absolutely.
Yeah, but wouldn't you kill a guy for a really great hat? I mean,
yeah, but if you kill a guy, but you don't get to keep that stuff.
Oh, you can't pick it up?
It's the Grand Theft Auto thing of like, oh, this car is too sought after. We can't hold on to it. We can't make this yours.
Sorry, you're not allowed to have this.
You can't go out and just break a wild horse and bring it to the stable and keep it.
Oh. That's
so you dumb. Can't Grand Theft Auto this car.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you can't steal the car.
In this game.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Rockstar.
What game am I playing again?
Rockstar and Take-Two are super predatory in their microtransactions. Yeah. And again, I would just like to say, called it.
Yeah, no, you definitely did.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for months.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things, like, anybody that argued with you on that count was a fool.
Yeah, like, nobody, like, yeah. You did call it, but none of us were like, no, Asu, you're wrong. Like, that wasn't a thing.
That was just like, sky's gonna be blue today. Called
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. Called it.
Yeah. Water is incredibly wet.
But anyway, so
Josh Rowland didn't reply yet.
Going back to some of the Battle Royale stuff there, Halo. The Halo developers have said that they have zero interest in putting Battle Royale into Halo Infinite. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't want to deal with like Halo Battle Royale.
No. Halo's never been that kind of game. I mean, it's not built that way.
I mean, you can the big team battles is as big as it could get.
Battle Royale would fit Halo more than it fit in Call of Duty.
Well, yeah,
because everyone starts with the same base weapon, and then you have to run around and find the upgraded weapons.
Yeah,
that's Battle Royale.
Yeah, the difference being obviously the in Halo, all the guns have specific spawn locations, and you know exactly where you need to go to get what gun.
Right. Yeah.
And you're not going to find like an ultra rare rocket launcher that has automatic reload, or versus you know the regular rocket launcher. Mm.
Well, and Blackout doesn't have any of that. That's a Fortnite thing.
Blackout just has the random spawn locations, but they're just standard guns.
With how well it works in Blackout, like I'm a little bummed because I think that would have been fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not good. I am not good at Battle Royale, but I think it's a fun like game type.
The idea is
like every once in a while, I'll jump into Blackout for a handful of matches. Mm-hmm. Takes me about 10 minutes because I die all the time very quickly.
Yeah, and that's what kills me. Like, because it takes so long to get back into a game.
Yeah,
like because like me and Kevin, we were trying Fortnite. Like we died, and it's like, all right, well now we got to spend 8 minutes getting back into another match.
Well, that's like the best part about the building was building because I wasn't getting killed. Right. It was so enjoyable.
And then we find somebody that has an ultra rare sniper rifle that just like plants F and U on your skull like whenever it hits you.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, Mortal Kombat Trilogy Remastered rumored to be in the works for the Nintendo Switch, which would be kind of awesome.
It'd be cool. I like the later Mortal Kombat games a lot more than the old school ones.
Yeah, no,
that's fighting the fighting engine from pretty much 9 through all the like the 2 Injustices and stuff.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the old school MK trilogy though. Like this, just classic.
It'd be cool to have, especially, and it's kind of a neat little nod that Nintendo was the console that
started it
that
all.
Got well that blocked the blood.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They had sweat
because the Sega version was the better version of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Because
thing comes full circle.
Let's see. Kingdom Hearts 3 may have possibly leaked into the wild. So not in a way that you can go out and find it and play it yourself.
Easily, at least.
Yeah, but in a way that you should probably avoid like certain Kingdom Hearts 3 internet.
All.
Or parts of the internet.
All. Just any comment. Don't go to any comment section.
Because as soon as like a big spoiler hits... Like, yeah, there's going to be people on the internet that are going to be spreading that everywhere.
Yeah.
Also, I want to suggest another person for the nominee for the Thursday episode, GameStop, for the only people getting that system. Because that's caused me way too much strife in my life. Also, Kingdom Hearts fans are want to do that.
Yeah, well, not even just fans. Like someone like me that's never played any of the franchise, But like a really like douchey version of me that just wants to ruin fun for everyone else, like figures out the spoiler. Basically, like the guys that went around on the internet writing Snape kills Dumbledore on page blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And I'm really sorry if I I'm not sorry if I spoiled that for you. That book is almost a decade old. But yeah, no, like that kind of person. Like, if that ends up happening with Kingdom Hearts, those people are going to be on the internet typing that into every comment section everywhere.
Yeah. They'll find a way to interject it, even if it meters nothing.
So, for
yeah.
Kingdom Hearts fans, the internet just became a dangerous place.
It's a minefield.
Like, if this actually did leak out, the internet just became very dangerous for you. And I apologize. Like, I don't know if it very much could have been doctored, but the image was of a guy holding Xbox One copy of Kingdom Hearts 3, like, in the case, with behind that a picture of his TV, like, saying that it was installing Kingdom Hearts 3. Hmm. So, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, we'll have to see. And the last thing that I want to talk about before we get out of here, because we do need to get going, Street Fighter V, Capcom has put ads in the game.
Super obtrusive, all over character models, all over the maps, loading screens, everything. You can turn them off, but it costs you in-game currency. You earn less in-game currency.
Yeah, and it's an ad for the Capcom...
World Tour something. Yeah, it's like one of their fighting events.
Okay, so it's for Pepsi on the back.
It is a Capcom sponsored event that they're advertising everywhere.
We know if it's a limited time thing? So like when the event happens, it
hopefully when the event
I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully when the event ends, it's done. But yeah, no.
But more than likely, it will just be replaced by something else.
Because right now, it's just on everything, including on like Dhalsim's skulls, like all over the place. It's bad. Which. Little bit of lore for Street Fighter guys, those are skulls of children in his village that died. That's a thing. All right, guys, we got to get out of here. Thanks for tuning in. Kevin, thanks for joining us on the show. And yeah, we'll see you next time.